Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
New law is now on the books in Delaware after a judge declines to restrain it pending a court battle that requires anyone looking to buy a handgun in Delaware to first obtain a purchasing permit. That law passed along party lines in the Delaware State Legislature, where Democrats hold the majority. But what many may find interesting is that despite this requirement of a purchasing permit, the state does not require permits for ownership of handguns, nor for openly carrying them, only to carry concealed.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters back with us from Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and just a fine American. How are you, Mark? You doing all right this morning?
I'm doing good. Welcome back in the chair. Great to be with you. Good morning.
Thank yeah, you bet, man. I appreciate you. What about this situation in Delaware? I mean, as Dan and I were talking about earlier, what about shall not be infringed is so hard for these liberal judges to understand?
Well, it's beyond that. I think, you know, again, it's agenda, right? And it's just more proof positive, Mark, as you and I have talked about many, many times, that it has nothing to do with the Constitution. It has to do with political agenda, period. And they put that over and above everything else. Because, you know, I've got the Second Amendment tattooed on my arm, and I read it from time to time. And it stops it shall not be infringed. It doesn't say as long as you do this, that, or the other thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But we always fall back on the shall not be infringed. There's so much more to it. A lot of people forget that there's another half to the Second Amendment. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is what's mostly quoted, but it's a well-regulated militia. And the left uses that, and this is where you hear the agenda come in when they talk about the Second Amendment. See, it's well-regulated. That means gun control. No. It's 18th century Oxford English. A well-regulated clock means a clock that's in finely tuned working order. A well-regulated militia is a well-trained militia, which is made up of the people, which is you and I, that is designed to keep because it's necessary for the security of a free state. That's why our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's not rocket science, and it doesn't require a PhD.
Well, and people oftentimes try to make it an individual right given to us by a constitution, and that is not at all what it is. It is not the Constitution and the Second Amendment doesn't give us the right to bear arms. It is limiting the government from infringing on our right. And that's what gets misconstrued here. The government should not allow, you know, force us to have fingerprints and a card in order to own a gun. That is an extra step of infringement that we shouldn't have to go through. I don't believe that. I mean,
you're absolutely right. And Tim Kaine made a fool of himself just a couple weeks ago when he talked about at Congress in one of the hearings about how there are people out there who believe that rights come from God and not from man or government. Rights are granted
they
by government.
Absolutely do.
Yeah. You know, and of course that clip went viral, and the fact that it went viral and he made a fool of himself is actually encouraging. It means that a lot of people understand what it is that we're talking about here right now. They get it. That's why he made a fool of himself. Because it's not just the Second Amendment, but it's the entire Bill of Rights. These are inalienable rights recognized by our founders as being granted by God to us that were recognized, and it's why they deemed it. And all you got to do, folks, is read the Federalist Papers to understand all of this. We simply don't have enough time to go into that. But I would highly recommend Federalist 46 if people want to understand the right to bear arms.
Do you know, Mark, whether or not this is something the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in? I mean, I know clearly the judge made the ruling that the law could go ahead and take effect as it was being challenged.
Yeah, and then, you know, let me move that over with our short time up to Supreme Court cases right now, because the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in a number of cases, over 60 cases right now being litigated by the Second Amendment Foundation. I want people to understand that it's Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation that are responsible for over 85% of the litigation that we've won in courtrooms across this country, including many at the Supreme Court. And right now, the Second Amendment Foundation is seeking cert, the Illinois Cook County assault weapons ban right now. And the big one that we're talking about right now, the big news, is the Connecticut case. The Connecticut Second Amendment Foundation and Connecticut Citizens Defense League are seeking cert to overturn Connecticut's assault weapons ban. And this case has a really, really good, pun intended, shot at making it. Now, we felt the same way about the Fourth Circuit case, the Maryland assault weapons ban case, which was known as the Snopes case. And this one checked all the boxes. It had been completely litigated through to its end after delays by the Fourth Circuit, and they finally upheld the Maryland ban, the full Fourth Circuit did, and it was ripe for the Supreme Court to take. When the Supreme Court did not grant cert, because they didn't have four justices, which is what's required to grant cert to get the case to the court before the full court for oral arguments, Kavanaugh issued a statement saying, hey, guys, we will get one of these cases either in the next term or the one after, which means this term right now or the next term. And we have two huge cases up right now. The Connecticut case is unique because it's very simple. It's called an interlocutory case. It has not been adjudicated to completion yet. And as a result of that, which it doesn't matter, the court has taken cases in that situation before. But this case actually asks only one question. Hey, guys, can you ban this gun or not? That's all this case talks about. And it's high time, post-Bruin, 3 years after Bruin, that all of your precedents are now being overlooked by lower courts. And it's now time you talk. We need an answer on this. So this case, we're really confident. We know. Well, let me put it this way. We're never confident that the court is going to take a case you never know. But if we get the case taken by the Supreme Court, I can promise you we're going to win the case. And here's why. And I'll quote the great Alan Gottlieb from my show on Sunday night. They will not take the case to uphold the bans in the lower courts. If they wanted to do that, they would just refuse the case and let those bans stand. If they take the case, we're going to win the case. It's that simple.
Man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good. That's encouraging.
And it is. Very encouraging.
When are they supposed to make a decision on some of those cases? Anytime or sometime this session or what?
Yeah, they have. There are four, believe it or not, right now there are four Second Amendment related cases seeking cert at the court. So on Monday, we got the notification. None of those cases were granted, but none were denied cert, which means they just put them off to a next conference. In the meantime, you've got a couple other cases. So we're looking at a total of six cases seeking certiorari at the Supreme Court now, which is almost unprecedented. But in a post-Bruin environment, it's really not, because the court has already made these decisions. And I think it's important people understand, why isn't the court taking one of these cases yet? Why are they waiting? Kavanaugh told us that we're going to get one. So what are we waiting for? Well, what's happening in a post-Bruin environment is, Bruin being the 2023 victory that we won, individual rights case, et cetera, New York, et cetera. But the reason it takes so long is because the court has to wait and see how the lower courts are going to rule after they ruled in the Supreme Court case. Now we have a couple, 3 years behind us under our belt, and now these cases are coming to the Supreme Court, and they're going to take one. Hopefully they take one this session, and we would get a response from the court after oral arguments in the summer of this year by June. If not, we get one next year. But we've got to do this. You know, look, Thomas is aging. Alito's aging. We've got to get this case before the court. Kavanaugh knows it. We will get one. And, guys, I want to tell you, I'm very confident in this. When they take one of these assault weapons ban cases, we will win that case.
Boy, glad to hear it for sure. Mark Walters, remind people how the best way is they can follow you on social media and otherwise.
Well, they can't get me now on Twitter because it looks like Twitter's not loading anything right now, at least in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, us neither.
AAR Mark, and of course they can find out everything they want about Armed American Radio at armedamericanradio.com.
Yeah, you were running a poll the other day. Mark asked this, I love this, on social media. It said, name a band that everybody else loves but that you hate. A band that you can't stand, but it seems like everybody else loves it. What was the winner of that poll, Mark?
There were a bunch, but the Grateful Dead came up a lot. I will tell you that.
And Springsteen.
My answer to that, well, I was taking a guitar lesson, and the instructor asked that question. I thought that was interesting, and I put it out there. Mine was two bands, Bruce Springsteen and the Grateful Dead. I can't stand either one of them. And the one in the Grateful Dead, because when I came up, actually got me in fist fights when I used to tell people that I hated the Grateful
Dead.
They
like
punched
it.
Me out. You know?
All those violent Jerry Garcia fans got offended by that, right?
Yeah, as soon as they came off their dope buzz, they were good to rock and roll and punch me out, you know?
Mark, have a great day.
I love you guys. Thanks, St. Louis. Have fun. Keep the fight up.
Take care of yourself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.